Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave, what's the latest update? I understand there was a news conference about an hour ago.
There was, and they upped the number of people injured to 8 people. One of those is a teacher. And, of course, as you mentioned, 3 students at the high school killed by a classmate. A 15-year-old sophomore, we're told. No names have been released yet at this hour. We understand there's going to be another opportunity for police to brief us later this evening. We may have some more information at that point. What we do know is that the class seemed to have just been getting underway, and that's when the shots rang out. Multiple calls. In fact, the police said they received about 100 911 calls. Apparently, students hearing those, teachers hearing those shots and calling. Police there on the scene within 5 minutes and able to stop the suspect. Without incident. He didn't fire at police when he was surrounded and confronted. He gave up his weapon. We're told it was a semi-automatic handgun, and turned himself in.
Any word on what the motive may have been, or any signs of threats by the suspect prior to this?
There's no sign of the motive. Well, at least police are not saying what that is specifically at that time, or whether these students were specifically targeted, the ones who were shot. Police say they expect to get to the bottom of that as they continue this investigation and are questioning, trying or at least to question the suspect, although we understand he has not been cooperative. The family has requested an attorney, and they're probably going to wait to do any more talking until that attorney has been secured and has arrived and has consulted with his client.
Dave, you mentioned that 3 students died and a teacher was among those wounded. Any word on identities of the victims at this point?
No, and again, these are minors. Let's not forget this is in a high school, Tom, so they're not going to be releasing those names. Well, first of all families have to be notified. We would assume that has happened at this point, but that will take a little bit longer than usual. Just an absolutely horrible scene. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, words pretty much summing it up, saying, "I think this is every parent's worst nightmare." And one could just imagine those parents being told that these shots were fired and that their child was hit on just a day of high school. Many of these students going through training for this sort of thing, which has become a regular occurrence. But we were told there were no metal detectors at the school. And again, one of these suburban schools where it happens in a place where you would think it would be the last place to happen. It's becoming all too common.
And the atmosphere at the school, what have you been able to ascertain about that, the mood, the emotions at this point?
Yeah, I just a lot of shock that this would happen there. The investigation will continue tomorrow forensically in the school. The school will be closed. The community just really trying to make sense of this all, just as we've seen this happen so many times and different communities around the nation where this occurs, just families asking questions, wondering how this could have happened in their community, and now looking for signs maybe that were missed in the suspect, whether this is some sort of a revenge or maybe he felt slighted in some way. These are all questions that are going to have to be answered as the days unfold ahead of us.
All right, Dave Packer, thanks for joining us tonight.
Okay, Tom.
That's ABC's Dave Packer joining us with more on that school shooting north of Detroit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.